Cabbage and the Foxes. Cabbage belonged to a little girl called Helen. She was as pretty a puppy as ever slept in a basket, and every bit as naughty. She chewed up the letters, she sat on the clean washing, and she rolled in the flower beds. On her very first day in Helen's house, she stole a cabbage from the shopping basket and ran round the kitchen, slapping it on the floor. That was why she was called Cabbage. One day, Helen and Cabbage were playing by the garden pond. Cabbage was barking at the goldfish, trying to snap them up when they plopped out of the water. Helen's mother called, "Tea's ready!"
"Stay right here, Cabbage," said Helen. "I won't be long."
A wicked gleam came into Cabbage's eyes.
"Aha! Here's my chance to sniff round the dustbins without getting smacked."
But on the other side of the fence, a mother fox was out with her three cubs. One of the cubs smelt the tempting smell of dustbins. He squeezed through a hole in the fence and came face to face with Cabbage.
"You're a funny-looking fox," said the cub. "Your ears are upside down."
"I'm not a fox. I'm a puppy."
"I've never heard of a puppy before."
"Are you..."
But the mother fox called,
"Come back here, you bad cub."
Off went the cub, and Cabbage followed, through the fence and onto the wooded wasteland beyond. When Helen came out of the house, she called,
"Cabbage! Come here, Cabbage! Where are you?"
But Cabbage had gone. The mother fox noticed the stranger among her cubs, but she was in too much of a hurry to drive Cabbage away. Back home in the wood, she was happy for her to stay and play. At first it was fun. The puppy and the cubs played hide-and-seek and chased insects and frogs. And when they got filthy dirty, nobody shouted. But soon it got dark and the air turned damp and chilly.
"What's for dinner?"
asked Cabbage.
"Bones from a bin, insects and rabbit's ears,"
said her new friends. The woods weren't cozy like the kitchen in Helen's house. 12 little paws pushed and trampled Cabbage as she tried to gulp her food down.
"Time you were going home," said the mother fox.
Cabbage looked around at the shadows, which were full of frightening noises.
"But I don't know my way home."
The mother fox understood.
"You can stay with us tonight."
The fox family slept in a hole in the ground, all piled on top of one another. During the night, rain seeped into the foxhole.
"I don't like being a fox,"
thought Cabbage.
"I wish I were a puppy and in a basket again."
Next morning, Cabbage crept out of the hole. She trotted a little way off, then sat down and howled, and howled, and howled. Close by, Helen's voice called,
"Cabbage! It's Cabbage!"
Helen had been searching since daybreak. When Cabbage saw Helen running towards her, she wagged her tail and barked happily.
"Cabbage!"
shouted Helen, cuddling her little dog.
"Don't you ever run away again!"
And Cabbage thought,
"I won't. At least, not until foxes have more fun than puppies."